Hello and welcome. Today we're talking cultural burning in Australia and why, if you work in fire management, conservation, or community safety, integrating culture and risk planning from day one is the smartest move you can make in 2025. Here's the big idea. Cultural burning isn't a nice to have. It's one of the longest running, most refined fire management systems on Earth. Over 65,000 years of practice. Across the NT, Queensland, Victoria, and NSW, when traditional owners lead from the start, outcomes are safer, smarter, and more sustainable. Context matters. Black summer burned more than 24 million hectares. Smoke exposure was linked to an estimated 417 excess deaths. Conditions are hotter. Burn windows are tightening. And the cost of delay shows up in lives, wildlife, country, and community health. Waiting to integrate cultural burning is a risk decision, and not a good one. So, what actually works? First, governance, not just fuel loads. Programs that put cultural authority in the control room, from planning through operations, outperform the rest. When traditional owners co-lead under incident control structures, you get earlier season, lower intensity burns that match country's needs. The Wardekin Rangers in Arnhem Land don't just advise. They co-design operations, align cultural calendars with risk windows, and have cut destructive late season fires across their estate. Why does this work? Two-way leadership is precision. Traditional owners bring deep generational knowledge of microclimates, seasonal indicators, and the way fire moves across specific soils, slopes, and vegetation. No short course replicates that. When elders and ranger leaders hold real decision rights, even veto power if a burn threatens cultural values, you build social license and make better calls under pressure. There's a funding and emission story too. Early dry season burning in the north, following models like Waltha, has cut greenhouse emissions by roughly a third compared to late dry season baselines. Since 2012, Savannah fire projects have generated millions of Australian carbon credit units. That finances boots on the ground, aircraft time, radios, drip torches, and training. It's risk reduction with a revenue stream. Proving cultural burning and contemporary climate policy can work hand in hand. Next, change how you measure success. If you're still chasing hectare targets, you're optimizing for the wrong thing. Hectares treated rarely equals risk reduced. Large uniform burns can create even aged fuels that set you up for trouble later, especially as weather gets more extreme. Measure residual risk and cultural outcomes together. Use the best tools, Phoenix Rapid Fire and other spatial indices, to plan around what matters, risk to life and property. Critical evacuation routes, irreplaceable cultural sites, biodiversity refuges, and communities vulnerable to smoke. Track how much late season wildfire you prevent, not just how much area you light up. A simple pivot. Build KPIs that reflect impact, not effort. Increase the proportion of early season burns relative to late season fires. Track reduction in residual risk to assets and communities. Ensure burn blocks retain healthy unburnt refugia, around 30%, as a biodiversity baseline. Measure smoke exposure days reduced. Layer in cultural metrics. Number of culturally significant sites actively protected, alignment of burn timing with seasonal indicators, and enhancement of habitat for key food plants and animals. Roll it into a cultural fire index weighted by traditional owner priorities. That way, a small, patchy cultural burn that protects a sacred site and creates mosaic refuges is recognized as a major win. Even if your hectare tally barely moves, this changes behavior in your planning cell immediately. Let's talk scale and speed. If you want quick wins that fund themselves, early dry season savanna burning methods in Northern Australia are proven and finance ready. They generate ACCUs, and those credits can turn careful early burning into a cash-positive risk strategy. Your first season can reduce late-season risk and produce revenue for people, equipment, and tech. How to move without waiting for a perfect plan. Confirm eligibility under the Clean Energy Regulator's Savannah Fire Management Methods across high and low rainfall zones. Map project areas with traditional owner leadership from day one. Set up monitoring, reporting, and cash flow. And verification early so you're audit ready. Lock in operations that prioritize cool, patchy burns at the right seasonal moment with coordinated aerial and ground crews. As revenue flows, reinvest in training, aircraft time, comms, and tools that make early season windows safer and more effective. This is where technology and culture complement each other. Traditional ecological knowledge guides where and when to burn, what to protect, and where not to go. Remote sensing, AI, and modern comms help you see across vast landscapes and verify outcomes. Use satellite hotspots and fuel moisture indices to time ignition. Deploy drones for patch assessment. Use AI-assisted mapping to confirm you've retained unburnt refuges. Not because data is smarter than culture, but because together they make decisions faster, clearer, and more defensible. Now, picture your next planning cycle. Instead of a spreadsheet of hectares, you're looking at a risk dashboard co-designed with elders. Buffers around communities and cultural sites are prioritized. You know which patches must remain unburnt to hold biodiversity through the next heat wave. You've scheduled burns to align with seasonal cues, flowering, insect behavior, and wind patterns, not just a calendar date. And you've embedded a cultural fire lead in the incident control planning cell with authority to pause or redirect operations when country says no. The result? A patchwork of cool burns that fragment the landscape in a good way, slowing and steering fire if conditions flare later. Reduced smoke exposure for vulnerable communities. Protection for sacred places and food plants, which strengthens community support. And a program positioned to attract long-term funding because you're delivering verified risk reduction and measurable public good. If you're in southern states where Savannah methods don't apply, the principles still hold. Move away from blunt hectare targets. Build cultural authority into decision-making. Design burns to produce heterogeneity and refuges. Use spatial tools to maximize risk reduction per hour of effort. Track smoke and cultural outcomes alongside fire behavior metrics. A unified scorecard helps defend tough decisions when windows tighten and resources are stretched. Let's also name the organizational shift required. Emergency management often moves fast and in straight lines. Indigenous governance is grounded in consensus, relationships, and responsibility to country. Bringing them together means planning earlier. Creating standing governance groups with elders and ranger leaders, and writing protocols that clearly state when cultural considerations override operational convenience. If you're used to command and control, that can feel unfamiliar. In practice, it reduces conflict, builds trust, and produces better, safer outcomes under pressure. So, three takeaways to act on now. 1, put cultural authority in the control room, not as a courtesy meeting, after the plan is done, but with decision rights from day one. 2, change what you measure. Replace hectares treated with residual risk reduced, refuges retained, smoke days reduced, and cultural values protected. 3, where available, unlock carbon finance through early dry season burning and reinvest in people, gear, and tech that extend safe burning windows. We're in a decade of rising risk, shrinking windows, and communities paying the price for blunt tools and slow integration. Cultural burning gives us a time-tested system that works with country rather than against it. Combine it with high-quality risk modeling, remote sensing, and transparent reporting, and you have a strategy that withstands scrutiny, earns trust, and delivers results. If you're ready to move, start with a conversation on Country. Sit with elders and ranger leaders. Mac shared objectives. Agree on decision protocols. Stand up the dashboard that will guide your team this season. And commit to measuring what matters. Do that, and you'll feel the shift quickly. Fewer late season surprises, more community support, better protection for what's irreplaceable, and a clear, credible case for long-term funding. That's how we move cultural burning from idea to backbone of modern fire management. It's not just respectful, it's effective. And it's how we keep people, places, and country safer in the years ahead.